Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. This is a podcast.
Yes,
it is. About games.
About retro games.
That means they're old.
15 years old.
We're going to do the whole podcast in just short sentences.
Going to be awesome.
No, we're done with that, Kenny.
Okay.
That was so like 30 seconds ago.
No one has stopped, man.
We are the whole premise of this podcast is we play a game for 7 days, and it's a retro game, meaning 15 years or older, and then we sit down, press record, and we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And together, I won't do that again.
By our powers combined?
Again.
By our powers combined.
I don't remember that.
Episode one, Nolan, go back, Earth.
That was like weeks and weeks ago.
Earthworm Jim. All right, you can't forget the game that started this off on the right foot.
No, I purposely forget that.
Last week, we played a game called Perfect Dark on the Nintendo 64. Have either of you played it since we last spoke?
No. I think with most of our consensus being that it was far from perfect, this won't be Half-Life.
Quit bashing. You really
I
love
know,
that game.
I don't know why. I don't hate it as much as I sound like I do.
I think
that was last week. Listen to last week's episode if you want to know how and why I hate that game.
But can we say this? I mean, you played Half-Life the week before, which is like a renowned game for being an incredible first-person shooter and just immersive and like first in its kind. And then we played Perfect Dark. So I think that probably jaded you just a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
But
jaded.
I'm jaded.
But this week we played an entirely different game.
Completely different.
I guess it's a shooter.
Not at all.
So I guess we'll get straight into it. This is an overview for Jurassic Park.
Overview.
We played a game that came out on the NES, the Nintendo, in 1993. And here's the thing that is amazing to me. The book came out in 1990. The movie came out in 1993. And so these developers, Ocean, which is defunct now, I'm pretty sure, like rushed to get this game out, or it came out. I don't know the whole process, but
they had to have rushed to get this game out.
Well, they had to, because this game came out anyways, it came out within the same year that the movie came out, and it's titled the exact same. It's called Jurassic Park, and a shooter, a
top-down view.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that sort of classic arcade-style, Zelda or Castle Crashers or what have you kind of view, where you're looking down on a tiny icon.
Yeah, and the premise of the story, there's not much of a story. You are the character Dr. Grant from the movie, from the book, and you're inside the park, and
Let's clarify. You're Dr. Grant's hat, and then his stubby little legs sticking out from underneath it.
That's about all you see. And so you're stuck in the dinosaur amusement park, which was never a good idea to begin with, and then all you have to do in this game is go through levels, rescue that old man's grandkids from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
John Hammond's grandkids, that boy and that girl from the dinosaurs. You've got to restore power to the park, and then you've got to escape. That's the game.
Yep. It's really exciting. Just watch the movie.
then imagine a game developer like needing to push a game out,
right? Just because they knew people would buy it because absolutely it was the same name, and the movie was successful.
Oh, the movie was great,
but like
so classic.
That's exactly what happened. Somehow they got the rights, and they were like, "We've got to get something out. It doesn't matter if it's good or not. People will buy it and go."
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
So I think they ported it to Game Boy. I think they ported it really to many of the systems back then. But I think the OG was Super Nintendo. Was just regular Nintendo.
It was original Nintendo, I believe.
Yeah, original Nintendo. So that's an overview. Now let's talk about the gameplay.
Gameplay.
No.
Well, you run around shooting peas at little dinosaurs.
But it depends. I mean, the peas change depending on the kind of ammunition you get, which is just like the movie.
Yeah, but barely. Okay, so when you look at, like, and we're getting maybe a little ahead of myself, but when you look at games like this, style-wise, that were classic games that were fun, where you're top-down and you're running around, you know, sort of freely all over the screen, shooting things interactively. There were a number of them. So many of those were fun and creative, and you could get, like, different and unique weapons and upgrade your weapons. And this, it's like you had a pea, and then you had a slightly different pea, and then you had a pea shooter that was a different color on top of that, and you always ran out of ammo.
Yeah.
Basically, you have to go around and are they eggs?
Yes.
You have to collect. Okay, you go around and collect eggs, but I don't.
Which once again is just like the movie.
Yeah, just like the movie.
No, it's a repetitive 6 stages that are the same thing for the most part.
Well, and then each stage you had to play through basically like 3 times because there would be the whole stage and it would be full of eggs, and you had to like run through the whole stage to collect all these eggs to unlock like a key card.
Right.
And so you'd end up like running through this whole stage once, trying to avoid annoying little dinosaurs running out of ammo and dying way too often.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't know that the eggs allow you to progress further. I got them while I played.
Sure.
And progressed, but I didn't know that if I didn't pick those eggs up, then I wouldn't progress. There was no explanation.
Yeah, like, it was terrible. And like, if you didn't get enough of those eggs, it wouldn't like drop a key card that would open a door. But it would be a door back in an area that you already ran through getting eggs once.
Right.
And so you had to play each level that was already kind of like routine, like 3 different times through to progress.
So
it was frustrating.
You can do 2 things. You can jump and you can shoot. And then you can move, obviously. But
sure.
With the jumping mechanic, so in every single stage, the primary dinosaur, sorry, I don't know its appropriate dinosaur name, but are these little baby dinosaurs, orange dinosaurs that are running after you. And so you can shoot them. They take two shots with your normal pea shooter, and then they take one with advanced weaponry, but you can just jump over them. And so I found myself after the first stage, I didn't even shoot those guys anymore. I just ran and jumped the whole time, which really made me feel like a speed runner.
It's just like the movie. I
just think we should keep pointing out how identical to the movie this is.
It's true to the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now one of the coolest things in regards to this is there's the eggs, and then there's the bullet upgrades, but there's one other thing that you can collect, or not collect, but you can obtain on these stages, and they are mystery boxes. With straight up question marks on the mystery boxes. And the crazy thing about this is that there's no telling what's in that mystery box. It could be something that gives you full life. It could even give you an ammo upgrade. Or it could kill you.
What?
Brilliant game design.
It can kill you?
Yeah, so there are some that just does you damage, but there's some that takes your entire life bar.
Can you imagine playing Monopoly and pulling a chance card and it just being like,
you lose,
flip the board and start over?
Right. So this is worse than like go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect. You know, this is
you're dead.
Your game is done. Give your money to every other player.
Right.
And so that's and you so don't have bad. Many lives to begin with, and I don't think you can get like
no.
over 3 lives. So like,
but then it's like, oh, okay, I'll just reload my last save state. Oh wait.
Well, and where I run into a dilemma with a lot of these old games is I try, like I'm one who wants to like relive the experience of what it would have been like originally. So even if I'm like playing a game on emulation, I try not to like depend on save states. I try and play through and then progress and play through. And on a game that's hard and boring, and it's just a terrible idea.
I wasn't referring to loading a save state within an emulator. I'm saying like if you were playing this on the NES,
right.
You have to start all the way over.
Right.
Which is
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. like, you're not even meeting new dinosaurs for the most part as you advance in stages. You
think a velociraptor in there somewhere.
Okay, yeah, so they maybe add one or,
you
two.
You get the Triceratops minigame.
Okay, yeah.
And then the T-Rex final boss, like, that you see at the beginning.
Spoiler.
You just ruined the movie for everyone.
It's Jurassic Park. Everyone knows there's a T-Rex. If you haven't seen Jurassic Park by now, I'm not even going to apologize.
Okay, but in the game, just like the movie, to finish the whole story, you shoot the Tyrannosaurus Rex in the face over and over and over again.
Which is just like the movie.
I mean, that's
exactly
what I would do.
Right. Anybody would do that. They went and hide in a car, with the T-Rex coming and breathing on the glass of the car, you know, and screaming and just luckily getting away. They wouldn't do that. They would pull out their pea shooter and continually shoot this dinosaur in the face and dodge it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened in the game.
I liked the mini game.
I did too.
Dodging, I like.
Oh, maybe
that
it was the most
part.
Fun part of the whole game. Absolutely.
That was my favorite part too. So, I mean, explain that. So it changes up. It's not just you walking through a stage and collecting ammo and collecting eggs. The mini game that happens two times, I believe. What happens there?
It's a stampede. Of what are they?
Triceratops. Yeah.
Power Rangers, and you have to, like dodge them. You have to weave in and out of them.
It's kind of like the sort of classic
pattern.
Falling blocks. You know, like the motif of a game.
You're just
moving back and forth
in
the right direction to not get run over. There's some obstacles in your way, like things that the Triceratops can run over that you can't, some little rocks, but it's pretty straightforward.
And you don't shoot, you just dodge, but it's kind of a lot of fun because I don't know why. Maybe it was just different than all the other terrible, tedious stages, and so that's why.
Exactly.
That's the gameplay. You just run through these stages. You collect eggs to get key cards to open doors to make it to the end of the stage.
You do get some really in-depth story on those cut screens in between your levels with the little DNA strand.
Right.
And the text.
Right, just like the movie?
Just like the writing was almost as high quality as, I'd say, the novel even at that point.
Absolutely.
And you get a hint.
You do get a hint. You also get computer terminals that you can interact with.
Okay.
Which is like the movie.
We need to talk about the most difficult stage, if you got to it, which you should have, because I believe it's stage two, where not only do you have to collect your eggs, when you finally get into this building, you have to turn on you have to go to these computer consoles and turn on the power, but you have to do it in a correct order, and there's about like eight of them, but there is nothing that clues you into the order that you are to turn them on.
It's trial and error.
Yeah, it's
trial. Because, I mean, obviously I didn't get past that stage.
It's trial and error, and
I was just
dinosaurs.
Wondering if I missed something or if it really was just...
Nope, it's literally run back and forth in that same level for like seven times as long as you want to be there.
Yeah, an hour, man. I mean, you're there and you get... Because you can go to the computer and you even turn it on and then it says... You know, wrong order. This computer cannot boot yet or whatever. And then you have to go find the right one and they're not close to each other and then there are dinosaurs attacking you the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're out of ammo to shoot them.
Yeah,
which is great.
These are the kind of stages there are. There's open park. There's inside a building. There's on a boat, which is not much different. You just can get electrocuted, and it's about it.
About as in depth as it gets, I suppose.
Aged.
All right. Well, how did it age then? I wonder if they could tell from our remarks if we think it aged well or not.
I don't even know. Like,
you do know.
it was one of those that was like, it aged terribly. Like, it was so bad that I almost enjoyed it. Not playing it, but just experiencing how bad it was.
I do not think it aged well. I don't think anybody knows this game exists. And I
know.
I think that the only reason it probably that anyone bought it was because it had the name and it came out the year of. So
absolutely. Though they've continued, and I hope they're not as bad, but they've continued to make Jurassic Park games as Jurassic Park has stayed a franchise.
That same publisher and developer?
I don't know if it was the same people. I just know in looking it up that it was all different kinds. There's some first-person shooter ones. There's some action ones. There's all different. They've just continued to try and milk the, you know, the name with other games. But this has to be the worst one of the lot by far.
And you know, it's since we're talking about age, it's kind of funny that you can... I'm not just going to straight up say it sucked at aging, even though we all agree with that. It's funny that it started, maybe not started, there's probably other movies around the time that did the same thing. I know Friday the 13th had a game on the NES that I had, but for the most part throughout, you know, gaming, games based off movies aren't that good. Now, there are some exceptions, obviously GoldenEye, and we talked about that some last week.
They're almost always terrible, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's you can see that, you know, how even back then when a movie came out and then they made a game based on it, it's, you know, it's pretty lackluster.
I think most movie-based games are not that good, right? I mean, most of them?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
There's definitely exceptions, but for the most part, I can't think of one that I, you right. know, that's not...
Well, there are exceptions, but I think for the most part, that's because, I mean, a lot of times stories are good in one or two, you know, forms of media, but not all of them. And this might be one of them. There might be some other good... I recall playing another Jurassic Park game or two. And so it's not just about this being based on a movie. I think you could probably come up with a good Jurassic Park game. But this game just lacks creativity.
It absolutely does.
It's... I mean, you're doing the same thing in every single stage, and that same thing is not even creative.
Fun. Yeah,
or
fun.
Or fun.
And it's slightly too difficult.
A little bit more than slightly. Like some of these dinosaurs run fast and do a lot of damage.
And like so many games of the era, and when your game is less boring and less repetitive, this bothers me less. But the only way to learn like how a dinosaur behaves, or that it's hiding behind a tree, or that it's going to pop out, is to play the game and to fail on it. And so, like, games in general in this era just sort of took for granted the fact that it was impossible to beat, and you just had to play it a whole lot of times to learn it, and that's a terrible approach.
I think that that it's a game that should be left back in 93, and that
absolutely.
Here's one thing that I'll say, and I did mention it earlier in jest. I think it could be a fun speedrunning game. I'm not a speedrunner. None of us are really, you know, speedrunners, but I could see the mechanics of it being...
I disagree.
Okay, why?
Too boring even for that. Like, the speedrun would be like, run through a level, run back to the beginning of that level, run through the whole level again. Like, there's no shortcuts. You have to collect all the eggs.
Sure.
That you know of.
But listen, you can collect the eggs by not walking over them, but by shooting them. And so I don't know if you even noticed that.
I didn't know that at all. That's
so
cool.
I think that's a cool thing to wear, because you're going to route some, because you don't want to go all the way and have to get them with your hat, which is your icon. You get them with your pea shooter, which shoots far and off screen. And so if you I think you knowing where the the speedrunner, the dumb idiot speedrunner that is playing this game, is going to, you know, be able to route, I think that could be fun.
I wouldn't wish it on someone.
There's someone,
and I wouldn't even watch the speedrun of it, but
I bet they could clear it in 20.
But it would be interesting. It would be interesting.
But for the casual gamer, this game is not one that we would recommend.
Yeah, just pretend it never existed.
Because
watch the movie.
And here's the problem. Yeah, one, it was just based on such a good movie, it should have been great. And two, that style of game play, when it's done well,
right,
though it's always difficult most of the time,
yeah,
is actually really, really fun. And there's so many of those good arcade style shooters, you know, that are top down and you're progressing through an environment and dodging things and moving around things and shooting things and picking up upgrades. And, you know, like, there's some really, really well done ones. It's like they took something that was already kind of an old style of a game, decided that's what they were going to do with their brand new game, but they were going to do it in the most boring, most basic, most unentertaining way possible.
That's a very good word for it. And since we're there, let's summarize our thoughts.
The final shell shock.
Gotta say, favorite part of the game, music was kind of fun, though nowhere near as good as the soundtrack to the movie. And the loading screen, where you had a kind of orangish raptor that would open his mouth aggressively to give you a start menu. was pretty quality.
Yeah, I agreed, which that's not the loading screen. But yeah, that start menu is,
the start menu
is fun and would draw people into a terrible game right away. So that's exciting. My favorite thing, and we've mentioned it, Triceratops stages. I thought that was a lot of fun. And provided for a unique change to a lackluster game.
Yeah, like when in doubt, put in a mini game, you know. Yeah, I mean, Earthworm Jim did it better if we're comparing just our canon, but
that's arguable. I don't know.
You like this minigame better than that one?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's fair.
They're two different things. Well, maybe they're not two different things. I just found this one more accessible and a change of pace from that long level I just spent way too long on. But
that's what it really was.
Yeah. So my summary would basically be what Dustin said. It was really monotonous, and I don't know if I'd recommend it, and the minigame was the best part. Watch the movie.
As a child, I had an NES I played quite a bit. And I've got to tell you that the Wheel of Fortune NES game was like 20 times more enthralling than this one.
Ouch.
Wheel of Fortune.
Ocean, if you're still around, don't sue us, please, for slander.
For defamation?
Yeah.
Which one would it? I don't care.
For defecation, please don't. Which is
what they made.
But we really doubt you're still around.
Yeah, you're definitely not. In fact,
there's no way.
I don't think anybody had to tell y'all. I think y'all released this game when y'all were like, y'all got around the table and said, you know what, we should not probably do this anymore.
They made it in 3.5 days.
Seriously. I mean, we've everything that could be said about it has been said about it. Well, I guess let's lambast it one more time. What's your least favorite thing about this Jurassic Park 1993 NES release?
That's so hard to choose from.
Yeah, I'm thinking here.
It was all bad. Maybe the screens in between levels that would like explain to you what level you just did and explain the objectives of your next level so poorly.
My least favorite thing was the lack of instruction and how long it took you to figure out what
anything
was going on and what you needed to do.
Absolutely.
If it would have at least given a little more instruction and I kind of knew where to go or at least how the game worked in general, it would not have been as bad. I can say that.
I feel like they tried. There is a little thing at the beginning that says like, check out a terminal or a lamppost or a motion sensor or something.
Yeah, but I would have
done
that.
For some helpful information. And
already.
But the funny thing is you do that and then it didn't tell you anything useful.
Yeah, it's just you have like two options to pick.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
It was awful.
Okay. I don't know what my least favorite thing is. I just think that they didn't try and this was the product of it. But I would suggest to anyone that wants to play an old school Jurassic Park game. I played one when I was younger and enjoyed it because it was so much more creative than this. It was kind of a side scrolling game with much better graphics. I think released around the same time, maybe for Sega Genesis. And I remember going to my friend Chris's house, playing this game with him. It's really cool. You can play as Dr. Grant, or you can go through and play as a Velociraptor.
Nice.
Is that not cool?
That sounds way cooler.
And so you can be the dinosaur, avoiding and taking out the humans, which is always exciting.
You could have told me about an origami game that you and your brother made up that was Jurassic Park themed that involved folding paper, and I would have been convinced that it was better
Kenny,
than this one, though.
That's enough.
Maybe I'm just pessimistic today, but this was it was rough.
We've got to get a good game in this next selection.
That's part of the fun of retro games, though. It's like there are some classic, absolutely like change the genre, super entertaining, aged well. And there's some that were just so terrible and everything in between. And like, as much as I'm knocking this game, like the process of seeing those and seeing the difference in in a similar platform and a similar style, and what makes it like fun and engaging versus what makes it pretty bad are some fairly basic things. Really is, it's a fun process still.
And like, even though we all dislike the game, if you love this game, that's like fine. I mean, keep it to yourself.
Sure, don't tell us.
I don't want to talk about it.
And I don't want to be friends with you, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You can like what you like. It's a free country, but you're wrong.
And I hate you.
I can't picture I'm just anyone kidding. Actually liking Look, this game.
Someone probably remembers this game and loved it back then. And so.
I mean, if you're like nostalgia fond of it, I can't blame you for that.
And you're right. That's what's fun about this whole retro gaming aspect is some of these games are going to be hilariously bad and brutal to play through for us. But, you know, I mean.
Look, and part our dual reason for this podcast, part of that, you know, one side of that coin is to be thankful for the games that we have today and realize and recognize how we got to where we got and just be grateful for, you know, the accomplishments in gaming. And to get there, sure. We have to play some games that weren't good, you know?
Well, and even look at the things that were learned from those bad games. Like, when you look at a game like Jurassic Park, a lot of other games did it too. And you look at how limited they were and the way that they would reuse textures and just change a color and do some really like creative things to try and bring some variety to the game. Like, though upgrade the graphics a million times, those are still techniques that game creators are using. They're still making fairly repetitive dungeons, but finding ways to make them not feel repetitive, you know?
Yeah.
And so
there's just more that could have been explored, and maybe absolutely. Not. I don't know. I'm not a game developer, but there were other games at the time that, like you said, are a little more creative, and there's more of an attempt made to throw in some variation or whatever.
So let's collectively and forever say goodbye to Jurassic Park. The video game.
See ya.
As we come to a conclusion, every week we select the next game that we're going to play for the following 7 days, and that's what we're going to do now. We've got a list that we still don't have a name for this list. It's our master list. It's our great retro game list that we are trying, that we're compiling. We've added some. We had a meager list.
Adding games all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Adding games. You're sending in suggestions through email and through Twitter and through other ways. And so we've been putting them on this list. It's growing, which is great. But we need a name for this list. I mean, as it gets robust and as it becomes, you know, a figure of this podcast, we need to be able to refer to it in some kind of way. So if you've got a name for it, send us in that name to ngppodcast@gmail.com or on our Facebook or tweet us or whatever it might be. But let us know what you might want to call this, and send us your suggestions as well.
Absolutely. Fun classic games, terrible games that you suffered through that you want us to suffer through. We clearly play them all. So if it's older than 15 years and you want to hear us talk about it, send it in.
Absolutely. So we've got our list and it's put in our randomizer. And so I'm about to press the button and figure out what game we're playing for the next 7 days.
I was nervous so last time, but I'm excited. I'm excited this time.
Yeah. Things change.
Because you know anything we pick will be better.
Right. That's exactly why. That's why.
All right. Cross your fingers.
Maybe.
Cross your toes. And the game that we'll be playing for the next 7 days is entitled Mega Man 2.
Okay.
Nice. That's
Is that the Super Nintendo one?
I think it was on NES. Those old ones were definitely on the original.
There was console. More than one of them on NES?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
I know the
so
first
many,
one was. Okay.
Yeah, the second one probably was, if I had to guess.
This might be the oldest game we've played so far.
When did it come out?
1988.
Wow.
Nice. Probably. This is going to be probably difficult, but probably really fun. I love Mega Man.
Okay, see, I'm not good at these games, and I don't know if I'll get past the first stage, but we'll do it. And if you would like to play it with us, then you find the game and play along with us. Send us your comments, send us your thoughts about the game, and we'll include some of that in our discussion over the game next week. If you enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy kind of what we're doing and what we're attempting to do, would you please take just a moment and on whatever provider you're listening to us on, whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or something else entirely, would you take just a moment and rate and review? For every rate and review that we get, it just kind of makes it more visible and more accessible to anyone and everyone else. And we love for our family to grow larger, and it can only happen with your help. Thanks for listening to this week's New Game Plus, and we'll catch you next week.
We love
one
you.
More week of a new game.
Kenny, don't,
plus
like,
our thoughts.
Kenny, don't
listen.
Even start.
We're gonna have to have a talk with
you're
you.
You're gonna have to edit this out again.
We are not
you even finished. I knew that this was gonna be really
we're
bad.
Just, here's the thing. No, just don't. Just don't.
I'm sorry. I'm
no, you're
dark.
Not.
You're
sorry.
Racking your brain for a pun sorry. Right now, and if you tell me you're not, you're a liar.
No, I'm not.
We'll see y'all
a
next
liar.
Week with a different third-person host. We, yes.
bye.
Bye.